Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The final out has been made. Let's talk about what just happened. The good and the bad. It's time for the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, with the franchise, Tim Allen, on The Fan. If you need doors and windows, go to PellaWI.com.
And the results are good. Adrian Hauser dealing tonight. A Brewers 4-0 victory to take game two of this three-game series. And welcome in, everybody. It is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. There's the Polish Pipe Bomb. My name is Tim Allen. And how about that one, folks? What a way to take this game and shut down the 15 runs that you gave up yesterday. Oh, I would say a complete game shutout is a good way to do that. Adrian Hauser with a career performance tonight. And you have to go back to 2017 to find the last complete game. And that was Jimmy Nelson in 2017. With all these guys, Woody and Burns and all these guys last few years, it's Adrian Hauser that steps up. The complete game shutout. Want to get your reaction on this. 414-799-1250. The magic number now down to 16 here in the 21 championship season. Pending the outcome of that Reds-Tigers game, it could be down to 15. 25 games remain here in this championship season. And again, this is another point here, guys, where it's a sort of a special run for the crew. A special season is made of these types of special stories. Now, again, is it a no-hitter? No. But it is something. It is a little bit of a benchmark here, and it is something to celebrate because, you know, in theory, guys, this is your four-man in the rotation. Again, at the beginning of the year, we talked about this during spring training, and that is what are some of the key factors in this season. And at that point, we talked about Adrian Hauser being one of those factors. I don't know if you want to call it an X factor or not, but Hauser was one that we discussed in length on this very radio show. And he's coming through big time. Again, your reaction, 414-799-1250. And most importantly, it's a win to kind of stave off what some people are getting nervous about and wanting to look over their shoulder a little bit. And we're going to talk to Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy in about a half hour from right now. And we're going to ask him, compared to the last few years and this year, you're sort of in cruise control a little bit. You definitely want to win every game you can, but you also need to sort of stay healthy. You need to have a longer view, as Craig Counsell would put it. So we're going to talk to Murph coming up in just a little while as well. We want to get to you, too. How special is this season starting to feel to you? Because when you get these sorts of performances, it just heightens that feeling of a special season. And again, the term special season, that can, I guess that definition can change, but man, what, I mean, come on. Hauser was just pounding the zone, 101 pitches, strikes out 7 in the performance, only allows 3 singles in this complete game shutout. And again, I just think it's another, I guess, one into the column of special things that happen in special seasons. And would we like it to be a little more special in terms of, you know, maybe a no-hitter, a couple of immaculate innings, a couple of cycles? I don't know. You can add it. And there's still, again, 25 games to play. But my goodness, what a performance from Hauser. I just think that special seasons are made of special stories. And when you get a career night like you get from Adrian Hauser, that just goes into that category. It does. Brewers with the victory, 83-54, now 25 games remaining here in the 21 championship season. We are live here, as always, in the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. And again, your reaction here, 33,000 plus at American Family Field for this one. And I will say that the you guys just coming out of the stadium, well, I'll give you a little more time here because you stayed till the end on this one. And hats off to Craig Counsell for not lifting him in the ninth inning. He had 91 pitches heading into that ninth inning, and I was sort of wondering what Counsell was going to do here. When you look at the way he's handled this starting rotation throughout the season, the six-man rotation, giving guys additional rest. Woody the other day said that, you know, occasionally you get 5, 6, 7 days rest between starts. They have all pretty much taken a 10-day recess period on the IL. He has handled this pitching staff a little different than I would have handled it. And that's why he's in that dugout and I'm not, because it's just been masterful the way he's handled the starting rotation. And that includes all the challenges. Like I said, the IL stints for these guys and still staying up on it. Guys like Eric Lauer, guys like Aaron Ashby, stepping up and stepping in to kind of fill the void there, going with a bullpen game a couple of times this year. All of that lends to the final 25 games of what is or should be or will be a special season. And is it now, you know, after this performance tonight, 25 games left, are you starting to feel the special season coming on? You know, last night, a game will get away from you. It does, and it did. And it probably will happen again. Maybe twice in the remaining 25. But there's 25 games left. Are you feeling the special season for the crew here in 21? I always dub it the, you know, championship season. And I'm starting to feel it too, guys. I really am. There's just something cooking, something brewing in Milwaukee. 414-799-1250. Hauser, another notch in the category of a special season with this special performance tonight. We're going to hear from Adrian Hauser. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell. We will have Pat Murphy and have a conversation with the Brewers bench coach coming up during the show tonight. And let's get right to your reaction here. Are you starting to feel the special nature of this season? You know, we can use the term legitimate. And I've been using that term for, gosh, more than half the season here. They are legitimate contenders to win a championship here. I don't know if anyone's going to argue that at this point.
No, that's obvious.
It kind of is. So it's not stepping out on a limb to say that they're a legitimate World Series contender. Now, we've been looking at that based on this rotation, based on the bullpen, and based on the names on the backs of the jerseys within this offense. I knew this offense would get it together. It's just too much talent in there, collectively. Now, again, we can point to one to say, hey, you know, this guy's struggling a little bit or this guy's a little inconsistent. When you put them all together, guys like Avi Garcia, Eduardo Escobar, Colton Wong, Willy Adames, Christian Yelich is in there too. Omar Narvaez. Oh, well, miss this one. Luis Urias. He's not even a starter. I mean, that's the thing. That's why it's been months for me. And is it becoming that special nature type season for you guys? 799-1250. Let's go to Grady. Grady, you're first up on the Fan. What's going on, Grady?
Tim, how's it going?
Well, more important, how it's going with you.
Oh, it's going great. Well, I think one of the most important parts about this being a special night is when it happened. You know, after everybody giving up at least two runs yesterday to come and drop the hammer in today, that was huge. But I still don't think that the Houston Astros get enough credit for botching that trade with Gomez and Fires. They gave us this team. Look at our core, Hader and Hauser. You know, we got them, and, you know, granted, we traded away Santana and Phillips. Yeah. But also, not to toot my horn again, going on a little bit of a tangent here, but I thought they were serious back in late April, early May, when they, I want to say they played the Dodgers, and I said we should just fast forward to the NLCS and get it on.
I remember that, yes.
I mean, top to bottom, and we know we're going to win. That's different. Like, we had that swagger before. It was like, man, I hope we can get past these guys. Now it's like we come in and we swing our hammer in there, we make it happen. I mean, it's going to happen this year, Tim, so buckle up. It's going to be
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was Grady. Thanks a lot, and you know, a longtime Brewers fan like myself. There's many, many others that are sitting back and just waiting. And we just went through it with the Bucks, and I'm not as passionate. Pretty passionate Bucks fan, but not as passionate when it's compared to the Brewers in my world. And for obvious reasons, I do this show and fill in on the Bucks show or whatever. But I don't know what I'm gonna do. If the Brewers get on a run like the Bucks did and they cap it and seal the deal, how long have we been saying this, Pipe Bomb? They're a tough out. You play this team in the postseason, you got your hands full.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to label them a tough out because that's kind of, you know, making it where they're going to be an out. They're one of the favorites, and that's for sure. You can't deny it. You mentioned it with how, you know, all those guys are hitting. As a collective team, it's phenomenal. This is fun. If you're not having fun now, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you.
Yeah, you might not be human if you're not having fun right now. And if you're not, pinch yourself right now and enjoy this run. I was just online today. You remember I talked about, you know, I've got some occasional days off here and there. Business gets in the way of me having fun too, but occasional days off here, and I'm trying to target. I want to go to the game, get some great seats, and just kind of just absorb all of this special nature. See, that's the thing. Maybe we go out of our way at this point, Brewers fans, to make sure we experience some of this. I'm not trying to sell tickets for American Family Field. I'm not trying to do that. I hope it's a sellout all the time because that's more festive and that's just you know, more of a party, and I think it definitely motivates this baseball team when you get a packed house. But you know, if there's something you can do, if there's maybe a jersey you want to buy, if there's a game you want to go to, if there's a little bit of a get together with some family or friends, it's, hey, come on over, let's barbecue and hear some euchre, and this team's on a special run. I would highly recommend that, just in case they win the World Series, and you can experience some of these things. So I was online, I was looking for Pipe Bomb. You can appreciate this. I'm trying to decide, and I'm targeting September 24th, a Friday night. Now, with the magic number being at 16, I'm going to guess that they wrap this thing up prior to that.
Okay.
However, what if they don't and that's a clinch situation? Do I still take – see, this is – and I know I'm not trying to be selfish here, but I'm trying to plan this out because I'm trying to experience some of this Brewer stuff too as a longtime Brewers fan. Do I get on the air that night if it's a clinch, or do I absorb it and celebrate it at the park? It's a home game, September 24th, against the Mets.
Well, if I was you, Timmy, I would go and enjoy the living hell out of it on in person. And, you know, obviously I know this show is your heart, and you do 150-something or more games every single year, 16 years. I think you deserve it to be there to sit there and relish in it and enjoy it and celebrate the hell out of it.
With some spraying champagne for a division title and fourth consecutive playoff appearance. Man, that's tough. But my point is, if there's something we can do as Brewers fans, and you're not getting on the roll yet, hey, you handle it the way you want to handle it. I would just recommend experience some of this stuff. 799-1250, Hauser dealing tonight. He dealt a three-hit complete game shutout, the first complete game. This is wild. And then this might be according to how Craig Counsell handles pitchers and pitch counts and health and all that stuff. First complete game since 2017's Jimmy Nelson performance. Wow. That's surprising, isn't it? Let's get more reaction here. Let's get to Marshall. Marshall, you're next on the Fan at 799-1250.
Well, good evening, guys. Boy, a day that did not start out the best, if you catch my drift a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I got you. There was a game kicked off at 11 this morning, yeah.
Yep, and last night with my Tar Heels. It's been tough there, but I'll tell you what an ending tonight. I was back and forth between some football, between Hauser tonight, and the last American woman just upset the number one player in the world just before I went back to Hauser. You talk about an ecstatic feeling right now, guys. It's there. And Hauser, what I saw of it was just incredible. No walks, just three hits, followed on the heels of that debacle last night. I knew the Brewers were going to win tonight, guys, but I never thought it would be this perfect. And yes, Tim, and to the rest of you, I think this is feeling like a special season. We're in a special, special time in this state right now. And with the Bucks and hey, with Aaron back, who knows what will happen with the Packers later on this year, you know. But tonight was incredible, and I'm just so thrilled that Craig let him do it.
Yeah.
And he let him do it against the top of the order. And I think that to win a championship, guys, and to do things, and I saw it even in the tennis match, when you're trying to beat somebody big and when you're trying to achieve big things and achieve big dreams, you got to go bold sometimes. Mm-hmm. You got to go bold or go home. And I'm glad that Craig, I've noticed in the last week or two, he seems to be making more bold moves. He's even playing a little small ball here, which, yes, Tim, as you've been saying so well, isn't archaic. It is needed. You cannot just win with big stuff. It has to be everything. And
no
it's just
doubt.
Great to see. Do I think this team wins the World Series? Who knows, guys? But I'll tell you what, we have as good a chance as anybody.
Yep.
And we got to keep winning series. And that performance out in SF, guys, was a statement, whether the left and right coasts like it or not. And I've got friends and relatives on both, guys. Whether they like it or not, the Brewers are for real. The Brewers could win it all. Let's just keep up and let's just keep having fun.
Well said.
We don't know, Marshall. Yeah, well said. It wasn't. First of all, it was a statement out in San Francisco. Secondly, do we know if they're going to win the World Series?
Of course not.
No, but that's the ride. That's the fun part. We get on this ride. And in case they don't, what are you out? I mean, come on. I mean, and when they do, or if they do, to some, then you say, hey, man, this was so cool. I went here, went there, whatever. By the way, I'm also just cruising the internet here trying to see if maybe do I go really good tickets on the 24th pipe bomb, or do I go like a table at the restaurant to be named later?
I definitely don't do the restaurant. You want to be inside the park. You know, I would do either first baseline, you know, nice seats, or
I'm looking at some decent seats right there, Friday, September 24th. That looks good. I'm not saying they're going to clinch then, because I'm going to assume they're going to clinch a mathematical playoff spot by then. But
well, here's what you got to do, Timmy. You know how, and for a lot of all the listeners out there, Timmy doesn't ask me to look up a whole lot of stats because I'm not that good at it, so he has the young kids do it. So if you want to hear a lot of stats and stuff, you know, Evan and Sam, those guys are phenomenal. But you got to figure out a way, Timmy, where you can sit there and find the exact section where the beer man goes through the most amount of times. I'm sure they have that listed somewhere on Brewers.com or something, and that's where you should buy a ticket.
Yeah, let's look at the analytics of pass-throughs by the beer vendors.
Absolutely.
What sections have the biggest percentage of walkthroughs, the walkthrough rate for the beer vendors?
Yeah, and but you're going to have to be careful because you want one that has great beer availability many, many times through the section, but the peanut guy also has to come
through.
True.
Always a peanut guy at a ball game, oh, for yeah. Sure. 799-1250. Is this another reason, or would this put you over the top? Again, this isn't a no-hitter. I'm not being negative at all. I'm just saying this is super cool for Hauser. It's super cool for the team. But is this another notch into that category of special seasons? Because it sure feels like one to me. It really does. When you look at everything that's happened thus far, 5-plus months of baseball certainly feels like a special one to me. Let's go to Todd at 799-1250. Todd, what's going on?
Howdy, boys. Timmy, I would say go to the game, celebrate it. It'd be great. Have Pipe Bomb do it. You'd be in great hands. I want to make a comparison to something you said. I totally believe you should go to the game, go to the pro shop. I went, a little while back with my wife, and it was just a madhouse and was electric. You know, do that. Go to the game. And also, you know, guys like us, call into the show because pretty soon, just like it's been in, you know, in the last few years, when they get to the playoffs, guys like us that normally call in, we can't get in. So
true.
Take advantage of it now. Call in. Talk to the all of us franchise fanatics. We love you, Timmy. Call in now and go to the game.
Yeah, my point is, all right, Todd, thanks for the call. My point is I want to do something to make sure I benchmark or do something special to be involved in this. And, boy, it would be cool, having done this show now since, you know, 2006, those playoff appearances in 8, 11, 18, 19, 20, and here in 20, I haven't been to any of them in terms of, a clinch situation or even close to it, or even just an ambiance sort of situation where I just kind of just soak it all in. My trip into the, as you said, the pro shop in there. I haven't been there all year, and obviously haven't been there last year either.
Yeah, you got to go, Timmy. You got to go. You deserve it.
But see, I worry about the show, though.
I know,
guys.
You do.
I really do. I really do. Now I'm trying to balance this. Do I want to get a bunch of beers in me? And then, knowing I'm off work tonight or that night, and then call in? I don't know if anyone wants to hear that.
Well, no. You got depends on how many. But, you know, you got to sit there, and I would just enjoy it. And you just hope for the best that they clinch early, which they will.
And I think they will, yes. And that way I can just chill out.
Yep.
And just enjoy it. That doesn't mean I would have any less beer.
Oh, no.
Or spend less money in the pro shop.
Of
right.
course not. Of course.
799-1250. Does it feel like a special season? Because we're at the 25-game mark. There's 25 games in the regular season left. And have they proven it to you? Or I don't know if it's – that might be a wrong question. Have they proven it to you? It's your perspective, I guess I would say. It's your perspective of how this feels based on a number of factors, the record being one, the statistical information, your eye test, the day-to-day grind, who they've beaten, how they've beaten them, all of those things. That's your perspective to measure in what you would deem as a special or just a good season, good run. We'll see what happens. Is there some that would think that way? Well, it's a good run, but you know, they'll face the Dodgers or whoever, and they'll, you know, they'll come up flat in a couple of games.
How could you say that when you're knocking on the door at 30 over 500?
No doubt. By the way, I did find out a week ago that I was wondering, I didn't remember if the Brewers had ever been in the regular season 31 games over 500.
Okay.
Because I couldn't remember it. Well, they have. And they were 31 games over twice. And I'll give you one guess for what year that might have been, Pipe Bomb.
84.
82.
Okay.
Something happened in 82. Oh, yeah, they went to the World Series in 82. They win their 83rd tonight and against 54 losses, so they've got to pop at this thing. Shot at the series with Burns on the hill tomorrow. Let's go to John. John, you're next on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
What's happening?
You were just talking about Hauser potentially being the best of the Brewers, you know, the top three, and then Hauser. And then look what he did tonight. I mean, I was so excited. Unbelievable performance. I also want to say Marshall just inspires me when I listen to you guys go back and forth. So I'm just really jacked up. When I called in, I called Jeff Carbomb instead of Pipe Bomb.
Oh, Marshall had me riled up too, man. He had a lot of energy tonight. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just, I mean, a lot of times I've been calling in lately, but I listen to every post game. The other thing, Jeff, I have your tickets for September 24th. They're sitting in my account, and I'm going to transfer them through the MLB app. Jeff, you can get my number, you know, after this call or whatever. But I got you covered, Jim. All the baseball knowledge and all the strategy and just all the listeners that you educate and teach about baseball. I always tell my friends about the app, and I always tell them, I'm like, Tim Allen, I thought I knew a lot about baseball. The guy's just off the charts. So that's my way of thanking you, and you're going to take my gratitude, and I have your tickets in the account. So, Jeff, after this call, you can get my number, and then I can transfer them to the app, you know, the MLB app.
Will do.
Hey,
that's,
man,
awesome.
John, thanks a lot. Yeah, we'll put you back on hold here, and we will definitely talk again. There's no doubt. Go ahead, John.
No, I was just going to say, after the Badger game today, I was so excited, and they just laid a clunker. I'm so glad that we came back after the Brewers getting beat last night. So it's been a great Saturday. The weather's going to be good tomorrow and Monday, so everything's good in Brewer land.
Yes, it is. John, thanks for the call, man. We'll put you back on hold. 799-1250. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about, you know, the performance of Adrian Hauser, number one. And yes, he's the four man in this rotation, folks. He's the four guy. And again, you're going to have to hit the baseball. You're going to have to field the baseball. You're going to have to throw the baseball. They certainly can pitch the baseball. There's no question. Things do need to go right for any championship run, as you saw with the Milwaukee Bucks. Just witnessed it. You're going to be faced with some adversity throughout. And they may be faced with some down the stretch here, but I'm just saying, once you hit the postseason, there may be some adversity that gets to you. But the Bucks trooped through it. This team has trooped through. This Brewer squad this year has gone through about as much adversity as you can possibly imagine. I mean, I'm amazed. It's just truly amazing how, you know, back in April and May, when it looked like the offense was nothing, and you're like, are they going to hit the ball at all? No. They will. And again, the key to that was, you know, to unlock that offensive door. Certainly the catalyst and key was the acquisition of Willie Adames. But my goodness, after that, they're starting to put things together. Defensively, ask Rowdy Tellez about some throws to first tonight. You guys saw that.
Oh, what a job he did scooping those suckers out, though.
He was amazing tonight, for sure. 799-1250. Chris, listening on the Odyssey app in Madison. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
What's happening?
Hey, I am coming back in from the cow chip out in Prairie du Sac today, and it was truly an experience. I've never had the opportunity to participate in that before, but I had a question for you regarding Adrian Hauser. With a performance like you've seen today, does he enter into the conversation, if based on how Freddie has looked in his previous start to the injury and yesterday, does
he potentially enter into the conversation for being your number three in a playoff series if he's able to keep the consistency the rest of the way and Freddie falters?
Well, yeah, well, that's a different story, and it's a good question. Freddie was announced prior to the game. Count said he's going to go on Wednesday, the final game of that three-game set against the Philadelphia Phillies. But the answer would be, let's see how the 25 games play out, but the answer right now would be no. To me, Freddie's the guy, and Freddie was just coming off the IL, hadn't pitched in a couple of weeks. You had to give him a little bit of a break, but in this regard, Chris, you're right in keeping an eye on this thing, because when you need some ground balls, you get them from Adrian Hauser. Now, he did get a number of fly ball outs today, which you got to credit the St. Louis Cardinals offense, because they are sort of a fly ball machine.
Yeah.
But it was offset by Hauser and getting a bunch of ground balls as well. But something, I guess, to keep an eye on. But I think, Chris, the bottom line would be there's 5 months of sample size that would say no.
I was honestly surprised that they elected not to send him on a rehab start, especially coming off kind of a what seemed like a perhaps a bit nebulous injury. It just, you know, the results kind of spoke for themselves. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Me and my friends all call Freddie the Phenom. We're huge fans. But
so is it a special season to you guys yet? Is it special to you guys yet?
Oh, absolutely. I have been. I feel like I'm with you. I am the guy in our friend group who is the optimist and always waving the banner and hoping that this could be the year. And I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but the rest of the crew are a bunch of naysayers and always very negative and everything. And no, I, as far as I'm concerned, everything this year has been just magical, and I think that we're on the right path.
Hey, Chris, how old are you?
I am 37 as of a week ago.
Wow, you sound like you're 22.
Yeah.
They say that I look like that too, but I'll I appreciate it.
Tim, yeah. Have you ever used the word nebulous in a sentence?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I
hope I just said it right. That's awesome, man.
All right, Chris, take it easy. We'll talk again down the stretch here and certainly into the postseason.
Yeah, I listen every day. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep, thank you. Todd brought up our buddy Todd in Watertown. He brought up the fact that, you know, there's been over the years a lot of callers, consistent callers that have been, you know, rolling in and out, and there's been a lot of consistent callers that have been just there all the time, every year, every month, every series, everything. Todd's right in that it does get a little bit of a traffic jam once we get rolling. See, that's, again, we're starting to get used to playoff baseball here, which is probably one of the greatest statements I've said on this show.
Yeah.
We're starting to get used to playoff baseball in many different regards. Going to the games, how we consume the games, how much money we spend on the consumption of the Milwaukee Brewers. 2008, 2011, 2018, 19, 20, and 21, 4, 5, 6 playoff appearances since we've started this show in 2006. And that changes. It changes a little bit in that, you know, if you're the guy hanging out with us on a West Coast game back in 2012 and you want to comment at 1:38 in the morning, okay, we were there, but there wasn't the traffic jam that is going to be soon. If this thing is as special as it feels for me, yeah, get ready. The communique might be
it'll get crowded, but all you regulars that have been here, you know, from the start and over the years, don't you worry, because you'll get on before any of the band, you know.
Yeah.
The Johnny-come-latelys when it gets real crowded.
Yeah, and everyone's welcome. But I think at that point what we've done in the past is we've had a little bit of a quicker trigger finger to make sure we can get everybody in to get their points in. So we're just, see, we're preparing for this, but we're getting better at this. No experts at it. Trust me, we did learn some things from the Milwaukee Bucks championship run, and we're going to apply that here on the Fan.
Well,
to the
4 years
run.
In a row for the crew, we're pretty damn good, I'll tell you that.
That's true. We are. 799-1250. I got to take a break. Want to get your reaction. Adrian Hauser is we're going to hear from him. We're going to hear from Craig Counsell and Pat Murphy, the Brewers bench coach. He had a front row seat to witness the first complete game since 2017. Hauser dealing tonight. Three-hit, complete game shutout, 7 Ks, 101 pitches, and a Brewers victory. We'll be right back here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's hear what you thought of today's game on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan, call Tim Allen now at 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 1250 AM The Fan.
Four zip, Brewers get the victory to even up the series at a game apiece, and Adrian Hauser, the storyline tonight as he pitches a complete game, three hits shutout, seven strikeouts, not a walk. Walks, you guys know how I feel about walks at any level in baseball. It's just, once in a while you're going to walk some, but if you get a bad habit walking guys, wouldn't pitch for my team. I can tell you that. And Adrian did not walk a single St. Louis Cardinals hitter tonight. As wouldn't you know it, we mentioned this last night. It's weird how baseball is, guys. You put up a big, big number offensively in a game. Now, this happens to every team. The Brewers are no exception to this either. But the Cardinals put up a big, big 15 spot yesterday. And oftentimes, seemingly more than just half the time, it's almost all the time, the very next game you scuffle for runs. I mean, it just seems weird that way. So they go from 15 to a big goose egg today, courtesy of Adrian Hauser's right arm. And we're going to talk to Adrian Hauser. We're going to hear from Adrian Hauser. We're going to talk to Pat Murphy, the Brewers bench coach, and we're going to talk at Craig Counsell during Craig's ride home tonight. So we've got all that coming up for you. Some roster moves. We're going to get to our game recap here in just a second. Roster move for the Brewers. Topa placed on the IL and Gustave activated. So he's kind of the tail end of that COVID kind of flurry, if you will. So he's back with the organization. We'll get to, like I said, we'll get to Counsell in just a second here. But let's recap this one early, because then Hauser put it on cruise control. And so did their guy. It sort of settled down this Brewers offense. Woodward kind of just had his way in the middle of the game here. And, you know, Hauser was dealing, there's no question. But in the back of my mind, I'm like, this is still a ball game, guys. This is still a game. There's still some, Tyler O'Neill's, Arenado's, Goldschmidt's in that other dugout here at 4-0. And with Woodward, shutting down the Brewers offense mid-game, hey, I won't say that I was, nail-biting nervous, but in the back of my mind, this game was not done. Adrian Hauser, first inning, you kind of thought he was on. Line out, then a couple of strikeouts to Goldschmidt and O'Neill. So right there, tone setting in a game or a series, he definitely set the tone there. Now, if the Cardinals get on the board in the first inning tonight, I would have been a little nervous here about the series, let alone this game too. But that didn't happen. Brewers strike first in the bottom half after Hauser a shutdown top half. It was two pitches into the ball game. I've noticed this trend here for the Brewers offense. They've been a little more aggressive as of late. It was a second pitch that Louis saw in the first.
Urias drive to left center. 1-0 Brewers. Great start to the offense.
Yeah, it was a 1-0 lead after two pitches in the bottom of that first inning, and President David Stearns is just smiling every time Luis Urias does what he's been doing lately. You guys know why. It's making that trade look a little bit better the more we dig into what Luis Urias is doing this year. His 19th home run on the season, Jeff. His 19th.
Yeah, it's huge.
His age and what Eric Lauer is doing on the hill sort of minimizes the damage that a lot of people had in terms of the Trent Grisham trade.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting to work as its way back up to a decent trade. It is. Is it all the way there yet? Some would debate. Yeah, maybe. But it certainly is making David Stern smile. I will say that. 1-0 Brewers lead. It could have been a lot worse. Adames for the Cardinals. Adames with a base hit. Yelich with a base hit. And then Escobar, credit the Cardinals' defense here. They did play, despite the error that they had in the ballgame, they played some good defense. They recorded three outs on the base pass. It was a couple of outfield assists. It was a sweet double play in that. It was sweet for their perspective. In the bottom of the first inning, off the bat of Escobar, And that, I thought, might come back to haunt the Brewers, that play right there. They turned the double play on a well-hit ball by Escobar, and it had all the makings of a big, big inning. But they do get the lead 1-0 into the second inning. Hauser, 1-2-3, second, 6-up, 6-down for Adrian into the bottom of the second inning. Crew, get back to be the wrecking crew here. They're working in the second inning. Leadoff walk to Lorenzo Cain. Rowdy Tellez then with a base hit to right. And Carlson tries to get Lorenzo Cain at third, and it turns into a little bit of a happy circus.
Line to the right center field. Base hit. Cain going to turn the corner. Here's a throw from Carlson. Not in time, and it gets into the dugout.
The Brewers are going to get a run.
Yeah, 2-0 as the Brewers, well, they want some more. And the rally continues. The next hitter in for Omar tonight, Luke Maley.
Brewers right back at it on offense. Maley down the left field line. This is trouble. It's a fair ball. It gets out of play, an automatic double for Luke Maley. It's 3-0 Brewers.
3-0 Brewers at that point, and still nobody out in the second. Adrian Hauser strikes out on a failed bunt attempt. Luis Urias again making a difference in that trade.
Urias down the left field line, a fair ball. Maley's going to score. Urias on his way to second. Here comes the throw, and Urias is going to be out at second base. He's going to get a single and an RBI to make it 4-0. Another outfield assist from Tyler O'Neill. A great throw from him.
Man, he's got a terrific throwing arm.
Okay, well, there's our recap right there. It's 4-0 after two innings of play, and that's it. Brewers win 4-0. There wasn't much noise for the Brewers offense after that. Like I said, a couple of outs, three of them on the base pass, but who cares? Adrian Hauser, it didn't take much. They would have won this game on Louis' first inning home run, 1-0, because he took it the distance tonight. We're going to hear from Adrian Hauser. 7 strikeouts, no walks, just 3 hits allowed, 101 pitches, and a complete game shutout victory, the first of his career and the first for the Brewers. In the complete game, the CG category, since 2017's Jimmy Nelson performance. Wow. And that seems stunning, doesn't it? When you look at the pitching talent that this team has acquired and cultivated here the last couple of years, pretty impressive, though, for Adrian Hauser tonight. Brewers with the victory, 83-54, and now 25 games remain in the regular season here in the 21 championship season. Going to hear from Craig Counsell. Pat Murphy will join us as well. Still a lot to get to. Brewers win 4-0. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, as always here on The Fan.
What was the deal with the lineup? Why did he make that bullpen move? Why did he pinch hit with that guy? Time to get all of those questions answered and more with Scoop from the Skipper. Brought to you by Scholze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to ScholzeFamilyBeef.com. This is the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
We will get to the Skipper here in just a few minutes, for sure, but Adrian Hauser dealt tonight a complete game. 3-hit shutout for a Brewers 4-0 victory to take game 2 of this 3-game set. And let's welcome in on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's been a while since we've caught up with Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy. And Murph, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, how was it looking at Adrian Hauser for this? And I've been a big fan of Adrian Hauser's. I thought he was a key factor heading into this season, and I'll stay with that statement. He is key. And he, I mean, with Woody Burns and Peralta, he doesn't get as much
love.
You seem
like a little bit of a front runner there talking about Hauser after a 9-inning shutout.
No.
Are you on the record saying you're a big fan of Hauser?
Yes.
Is that on the record, or are you just making this up after this?
No, you can pull the tape. I'm all in Hauser's camp here. But how was it having a front row view for something like this tonight?
He was special. You know, Luke Maley, too, the catcher, the guy that hasn't had much time with us this year. He did a great job. They worked together well. This is a good offensive team, really good offensive team. And Howes was great. He was on it. He had that sinker coming back both ways. And, it was dominant performance to have only face 29 hitters.
Yeah, when you and Counts are putting together, along with Hook, putting together this management of the rotation, if you will, I will say I was wrong on this. I would have went with the 5-man and just said, hey, man, keep them on their regimen, and it's every 5 days, 4 days off, throw your bullpen. I was dead wrong on that. How much goes into that as you're trying to manage all these guys? Woody said the other day, sometimes there's 5, 6, 7 days rest and off days and all that. How much conversation goes into something like that?
You got to remember. You got to remember that a lot, a very lot. It's key. If it's not the top priority, it's certainly really close to it, because you got to understand these guys are coming off a 60-game season and their innings have been cut, and we've got a lot of young pitchers that aren't used to going close to 200 innings. So you got a guy like Peralta who hasn't been out there like that. You have, you know, even guys like Woody and Burns. I mean, Burns a couple of years ago, I mean, he didn't get close to 100 innings. Now we're pushing on 175. So you have to manage it. You have to, like you said, keep them going. But if you can give them some extra rest, and if you can, you know, get them to understand that the workload when it comes postseason, if we get there. So, you know, that's a lot goes into that. I have very little to do with it. You know, but there's a lot of smart people working at it. The front office is great at it. They contribute. Counts is the master of it. Hookie and Carce are right there involved. Walker McKinven, you know, they're all involved. So, it's a pretty important part of it.
Pat, you said a little word in there that I think I don't have big issue with, but I mean, you said if you make the postseason. I understand that you can't say anything.
We've secured a 500 season. You know, we're not going to lose 100 games.
No, this isn't 2002.
How many wins we have? Tim, how many wins we got?
83.
83. Okay, we're over 500. Now, let's go to work.
Okay, fair enough. And that being said, I wanted to ask you, how is this different from – because if you go back to 18 – okay,
right.
It was back and forth, and it was a hard fought. You're chasing, you get it even. There's a game 163. 2019, you're chasing, a big series in St. Louis, gets it done, a big celebration. Last year, you know, you needed a lot of things to go right, but you're chasing a playoff spot, and now it's almost like, is this a little bit different, or how do you manage that
way
then? Because there's a 10-game lead.
Credit to the guys. It's a credit to the character of the team when they come to play every day. And you can't see us not coming to play every day. You can look at last night's score and you can say, wow, they mailed one in. I mean, that's part of Major League Baseball, playing every single day. They had a long trip from San Francisco, a long road trip. And then, you know, last night didn't do very well, but didn't give up. And the guys come to play every night. That's what's most impressive. They don't stay down long. They can have things go against them. We've had much, much adversity with COVID and injuries. You know, it's just it's a credit to them. They come to play. And Counts is like steady, you know, I mean, as steady as it gets when it comes to keeping the ship going. So, it's way different. It's way different, Tim, because you can't look behind. You got to just keep digging. You know what I mean? Keep digging. Hey, we're going to be over 500. Whatever else happens is based on what we do today. Today's the day that's important. And, you know, we're also mindful of giving guys the right amount of break and not, you know, because there's a lot of off days after the regular season's over. If we're lucky enough to make the postseason, then, hey, there's a lot of off days there, and there's a lot of chances to recoup and all that kind of stuff. But there's some guys that have lingering injuries and things like that we got to look at. But there's a lot of baseball left. We have a very, very tough schedule. Very tough. Everybody we play is in contention, with the exception of like four or five games or six games. So everybody else is playing for something. And you remember when we played in like 16 and 17, or 17 for sure. You didn't want to play us at the end, and we almost, right. You know, we should have been in the playoffs, but we messed it up by one game. And then 16, we weren't very good, just rebuilding, but certainly we were a team to be reckoned with in September. So sometimes you play these teams in September that aren't supposed to be anything, and they're tough. You know, so a lot of baseball left.
Yeah, no, and I can appreciate that, Pat. Again, Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy joining us here on The Fan. You know, and one of the reasons that rings true, that it is sort of, it's an everyday thing, is you know, the battle nature of you guys. I mean, you've got Craig getting ejected. I know you probably don't want to go into details, but I don't know what happened in your approach of the lineup card the one day. But, you know, Christian Yelich
didn't go well. No,
I don't know. I don't know what that was all about, but okay. Should we just rest on that? It did not go well.
That's not important. Yeah, that's not important.
Okay, but the main thing is it's obvious that you guys are partitioning this thing off to a one-game basis, and you go from there.
Yeah, you have to. You know, you're not blind on what the future holds. You're not blind to what's going on around you. But your main thing is the pulse of what's going on with your club, and they can't let down. They can't take time. They have to be pretty consistent.
Yeah,
I think that's what Counts is so great at. You know, he's so consistent. Who he is as a person. I mean, it's just like that's who he is, and it's why he's a great manager.
You know, I feel for both you guys.
Certainly not his personality. We know that.
I feel for both you guys having kids that are playing ball. And, you know, you guys are soaked up. And I know this, obviously, your occupation and everything. But, my goodness, with your son, I know he played in the Northwoods League. And Craig's kids, you know, getting up there and getting some appreciation and everything. So you've got that to manage as well. And I think we, us fans, at times, Pat, we forget that you guys are human. And we just think you're just a baseball card at times. And what can you say? Go ahead.
We're just, you know, believe me, to any fan out there, we're so lucky. I know in my case, I'm so lucky. I mean, I'm just grateful. This is a great organization, great people. They do it right. They're truthful. They're honest. It's not just ruthless business. They care about people. Yeah, I'm just grateful. You know, what we got going on in our lives, everybody out there has stuff. You know, we all got a journey, and it's all, you know, it's all a lot tougher than if we walk in someone else's shoes. So I'm just grateful as heck, man. I got a blessed life. So I just keep, you know, I can sit here and I'm sure Craig can and the rest of our staff and players, and we all got challenges, real challenges. But there's no sense talking about them. Let's just get up today and win the day and give it our best and attack it with the right attitude and respond with the right attitude and just keep going.
Yeah, no doubt. What with the Bucks going through what they just went through, you guys share the same fan base. I mean, I've always said that hey, the same folks sitting at the Fiserv Forum are sitting right at American Family Field tonight. And I know Counts has been a big Bucks fan. I mean, that has to be pretty electric, too, for the city itself. Are you guys witnessing that as well?
Yeah, I mean, there's no question. The fans at home are incredible. The crowd tonight, I don't know how many people they announced, but it seemed like it was pretty full, and they're electric. It's an advantage. It's a home field advantage. Other places have – we just got back from San Francisco. I mean, you can hit a ball out of a cannon – to right field sometimes, the ball doesn't go anywhere. I mean, there's some huge home field advantages out there, but there's nothing like our fans, man. Our fans are special, and when it gets rocking, people sense it because not every place they go has that. So I'm looking forward to the games down the stretch and hopefully beyond, and that we can the fans can become our home field advantage.
Well, I want to wish you good luck. We'll talk again before the postseason gets going. Is that cool?
Well, I mean, we'll see.
Hey, by the way, we do a segment each home game, speaking of home games, and we kind of time it out to where Craig would be on his ride home. And not that I'm not saying he listens to the show. I'm just saying, you know, maybe he'll catch wind. But we do a segment called Craig's Ride Home, and we talk at Craig instead of with him. So what are you going to say to Craig Counsell if he's on his way home right now?
Oh, I hope he has a good night. Sleep well. Wash it off, whatever went on today. Wash it off. Be ready to go tomorrow. You know, he'll be excited to get home and see the kids. And
do you want to sing him a lullaby, Murph?
No, I'm not interested in that.
No,
I haven't spoke to him in like 4 or 5 days, so.
All right. Murph, hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. There was some good things said about you. I was at a Kingfish event last weekend with Jeff Jenkins and Bill Hall and Cirillo and those guys, and my band played there and the whole deal, and a lot of good things said about
you. Played
there
a band?
Yeah.
Your band?
I play a guitar in a band, yeah.
You do?
I do.
This quarantine, he grew his hair down to his ass, Murph. You wouldn't believe it.
Is that right?
Get out of here.
Multi-talented. That's really great.
Yeah. So, but the point is, they really had good things to say about you. So I want to convey
that. Who are these
people?
Too.
The Kenosha Kingfish.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Northwoods League team. You know.
Yeah, My son played. My son played for them last year.
Yep.
For part of the season. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, and I understand. I understand you were at the park shortly after you got out of the hospital. Are you kidding me?
I was. Come on. I was. The day after I got out, went down, saw him play, and it's fun. Great atmosphere, great people down there, and it was really. I tried to be incognito. I didn't think anybody saw me, but there you go.
You were spotted. You were spotted. Now, that's a gamer. He gets out, Pipe Bomb, he gets out of the hospital. This is our nickname for this guy, Pipe Bomb. Gets out of the hospital from a heart attack and then goes to a ball game to see his kid play the next day.
Yeah, like a man. You know, it's amazing. Murph is great. You know, get thrown out delivering a lineup cards. Are they frisking you? You know, they pat down the pitchers and stuff after every inning. They frisking you pregame before you go out to exchange the cards.
Pretty much is what that's kind of what happened, actually.
Respect.
Yeah. As you described it.
Respect.
You get fined for that?
Apparently.
Okay. Okay. I'm
I don't pay
just curious.
Any financial stuff. I just, whatever happens, happens. They come and get me.
Pat Murphy, all the way in handcuffs. All right. I appreciate it, Murph, as always, man. We'll talk again. Enjoy the victory and good stuff today.
Thanks, guys. Have a great night. Great talking to you.
You got it. There he is. Pat Murphy joining us here after the Brewers' victory on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Wow.
Yeah, that was awesome, man. That was awesome. Murph's great. He is great.
We do need to hear from Craig Council. Really interested in getting his thoughts here. We will talk at Craig coming up, and we're going to hear from Adrian Hauser. Let's get into Counts right now. So we'll go from the bench coach to the skipper here and get the scoop here on the Fan.
Craig, that was just an absolute gem as far as pounding a strike zone, wasn't it? I mean, his first pitch strike count was really high, and he just never let him up for air.
I think he was 9 for 9 to start out the game in first pitch strikes. And he just kind of had it all working today is best way to describe it. Is I thought the sinker away, kind of the backdoor sinker was a really effective pitch. He seemed to have that pitch whenever he wanted it. And when you have as good a sinker as Adrian does, that makes the plate just feel really wide when they can kind of get them leaning out over the plate and still have to be aware of the running that ball in on their hand. So it was a gem, no question about it.
Craig, efficient too. I know you had Hader up at the very end, but was there any point where there was even thought of picking up the bullpen phone?
I mean, he was so efficient. There really wasn't. I mean, there wasn't any – there wasn't multiple base runners on in an inning. The innings were 10, 11, 14, you know, it just kept going the same way. He was in control of every count. I'm not sure how many 3-ball counts he had. Didn't feel like many. So it was, there really wasn't. I mean, we got Josh up in the 9th just to make sure Josh was ready if something happened quickly. But kudos to Adrian. He finished it off.
Craig, one of the first things you learn when watching baseball is that the pitcher controls everything. And, you know, they scored 15 runs last night and tonight, 0. I mean, the pitcher just dictates what happens. And Hauser just totally dictated that game.
It's a new night. You know, it's a new game. You know, as that last night's game got out of hand, it's just kind of one you forget. But, I think in games like that, the first innings, you know, after last night, the first inning is important, and good things happen in the first from Adrian's perspective. And we put up a good inning in the first on them. So that turns the page pretty fast.
Craig, did you think that the Cardinals like got more aggressive as the game went on in terms of like swinging on the first pitch strikes?
I think that's how Adrian's doing that when you're pounding the strike zone, you know, when you go 9 for 9 and you know, no hitter wants to fall behind. And if he feels like they're throwing balls and, you know, he's going to throw a ball in the zone and try to get a free strike. They swung very little at the first pitch last night. So it was kind of a contrast really. So I think that's by nature is going to happen. If a pitcher pounds the strike zone, you're going to get more aggressive hitters and hence you're going to have quicker at bats.
Craig, with Willie, is it the same thing? Is it that quad?
Yeah. He aggravated it when he was trying to get out of the way with Goldschmidt there.
Is he going to need to be down a little bit or what are you thinking right now?
Yeah, we'll kind of evaluate him tomorrow and see what it looks like. Haven't made that evaluation yet. Give him overnight.
Craig, another thing that I'm sure helped Adrian is you noted the first inning, but then a good second inning too. That Kim's been hard on you guys too, hard on everybody. You guys good at bats against him.
Yeah, we did a nice job. Like I said, they made a really nice play in the first. They played some good defense for their outfielders, made two great throws. But I think you give a pitcher who's really locked in a lead like that, and it makes it harder to get him out of that zone, I think, because he feels like he's got a little room. And so nothing ever could happen where Adrian would really kind of get out of that locked in place. And I think that's what a lead does for a pitcher.
612 games, Craig, without a complete game shutout. The streak's over.
Yeah, it's hard to do, first of all. It's hard to do in the game. I think that's one. But credit to Adrian for getting it done. Maybe it's my fault. You can blame me too. But I think it's not easy to do. I know that. It's not.
Well, there he is, Craig Counsell, after the Brewers' 4-0 shutout victory and the last complete game for the Brewers, 2017, Jimmy Nelson. Last complete game shutout for the Brewers. We started out the show just talking about September 24th. Well, that was the date in 2014.
Yeah.
Kyle Loesch against the Cincinnati Reds. 2014?
1,011 games ago.
Well, with this young pitching staff, Woody Burns, Peralta, Hauser, and more, Aaron Ashby, I don't think it'll be another 7 years.
No, I don't either.
No, that's not going to happen. We'll hear from Adrian Hauser after the break here. Going inside the clubhouse, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's find out what happened in today's game from the guys that played it. Let's head inside the clubhouse, presented by Windows Select. Right now, buy one, get one free. Plus, no payments for an entire year. Call them today at 262-703-3500.
So the Brewers take game two of this three-game set to even up the series, and they can really put a hurting on the St. Louis Cardinals with a win tomorrow. Cardinals in a heated race for that second wild card. Just heard from Craig Counsell, and he mentioned the aggravated quad injury for Willie Adames. And I would just say this. Pipe Bomb and I were just talking off the air. You know, now might be a good time to just take care of it and just give him a full 10-day rest. You do have a cushion here. We all believe, and it's just as close to a certainty as you can get, that the Brewers will win this division. Okay, the Reds did win tonight. Magic number at 16 with 25 to play. That's any combination of a Reds loss and a Brewers win. But if you look at the schedule, guys, you've got to finish up the series against the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow. Then you have a three-game set Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you have an off day right there. Then a three-game weekend set, then another off day Monday, and then another off day a couple of days later on Thursday. I would suggest that now would be the time to just rest it up and get Willie Adames off his feet for about 10 days. That, would you? I mean, I know you agree, Jeff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's way too vital for this offense and for this team in general to take a chance and miss an extended period. Just give him a rest. You know, this is what you build up the cushion for.
Yeah, and it gives you options here. It gives you different choices here, and that's what I think they might be just on Craig Counsell's sentiment right there. It sounded like he wasn't super positive about the injury, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll check it out tomorrow. Adrian Houser, a complete game shutout victory for the Crew. He did it on just three hits, no walks, seven strikeouts, 101 pitches, and the Brewers get the victory. It's the first complete game since 2017 when Jimmy Nelson did it. But it's the first complete game shutout since 2014 when Kyle Loesch did it in September of that season. Let's hear from the Brewers' right-hander on a career night for Adrian Houser.
Adrian, have you ever met Kyle Loesch?
Yeah, I actually did. When I got called up in 2015, he was still with the Brewers, so I was able to talk to him for the last 2 weeks of the season.
Did you realize he was the last guy to throw a shutout for the Brewers?
I didn't know that. I knew Jimmy threw a complete game a few years back, but I didn't know Loesch was the last one to throw a shutout.
Adrian, early in that game, did you sense that it was a special night?
No, I wasn't really thinking about that. I was just going out there, trying to, get first pitch strikes, not really fall behind. That's, been a big problem for me the last few weeks, just falling behind and getting walks. And so that was my main goal tonight, was just go out there, get first pitch strikes and work ahead. And, it played out well for us. And heck of a job to Luke, filling in and coming in and having a great game plan. He and I, really worked well and stuck to it and had things going tonight.
Adrian, were you surprised at the number of first pitch takes that they had tonight?
A little bit, yes and no. I think they weren't picking up the backdoor sinker very well there early on. I was getting that pitch going, and I think that's been just a product of all the work that we've been putting in between starts, finally getting back to able to establish that backdoor sinker and use it well to be effective with it. And so I think they weren't picking that up very well and was just able to go back and forth with it.
Adrian, part of this tonight is Luke, and a guy who just comes up and is trying to get back in a rhythm with you. How difficult was that to do, to get back on the same page with your catcher?
It wasn't that hard. I think it was our pregame meeting that we talked about. And, you know, Luke and I talked a little bit, you know, in San Fran when he first got there. And then we talked a little bit yesterday during the game. And, you know, I think that's just a credit to him for how hard he is and, you know, being ready to just fill in, step in for Manny, kind of like everybody this season so far. You know, one guy goes down, next guy's up and ready, you know, step in there and play the best they can. And I think that just goes a credit to him.
Adrian, in your last start, you know, there was a walk with the bases loaded, the hit by pitch. How frustrated were you after that game? And was there any like specific focus between starts related to just getting the command back where you want it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Last game was really frustrating for me. You know, didn't really thought I was getting back to where I was before I got sick and wasn't able to really keep that going. Was working east west. You know, the ball was running on me a lot. Didn't have the command that I usually have. And, you know, we put in a lot of work in between last start and this start. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that really helped out. And we got back to getting in the mechanics the right way and getting down the mound correctly and working through the catcher versus around the catcher.
Adrian, was there any talk in the dugout about your pitch count, or did you even know what it was or anything like that as before you went back out in the ninth?
No, I think the only time I looked at the pitch count up on the running board was right towards the end of the eighth inning. I think that was about the only time I looked, and that was about it.
Did you notice the crowd cheered when you went back out there in the ninth, or were you too locked in?
No, I was locked in, but I noticed it. You know, it got me a little bit more amped up. You know, it's all great to hear the fans going nuts like that, and especially right now during September. You know, trying to finish this NL Central race off and, you know, go into the postseason.
Let's find out the play of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. On the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On the Fan.
Yeah, folks, you just heard it right there. He does hear you. They do hear you. You heard Pat Murphy mention the fans and you guys. And, again, you just heard it from Adrian Hauser right there. And ABC Audio Video play of the game. Adrian mentioned Luke Maley getting the start, and they had chatted a couple of times, got their game plan together, and It was part of this victory offensively as well. So that being said, Adrian Hauser gets a lot of praise for the complete game shutout, but the battery mate deserves some love too. And the ABC Audio Video play of the game is Luke Maley with a bat in his hand.
Brewers right back at it on offense. Maley down the left field line. This is trouble. It's a fair ball. It gets out of play, an automatic double for Luke Maley. It's 3-0 Brewers.
Yeah, there's the highlight on Bally Sports Wisconsin. Jeff Levering, love him on TV, on the call right there. And let's hear from the Brewers' backstop, getting the start and getting the active roster spot while Manny Pena is on the IL. Here's Luke Maley.
Luke, can you just describe what you saw from Hauser tonight, the first pitch strike percentage? Kind of jumps off the page. What stands out to you from his outing?
Well, he's a guy that's a little bit of a throwback. He's able to throw a sinker and kind of tell people it's coming, and it's his best pitch, right? Like, he has a lot of success with that. So when he's able to kind of command both sides of the plate with it, you rely on it, and you kind of make him prove that we need to do something else. And we did a little bit of a mix there kind of halfway through his game. Thought we were on the same page, and it was just simple. It's just basic baseball, throwing strike one and then expanding when you have to and you feel like you got an advantage.
Hey, look, there's an old saying in baseball that momentum stops and begins 60 feet 6 inches from the plate. In other words, the pitcher controls it all. Last night, 15 runs. Tonight, a shutout. It tells you everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, pitching's the name of the game, right? It always has been, always will be. Throwing strikes, huge part of that. Like I mentioned before, it's not an easy thing to do, but it is pretty simple. If you can execute your stuff and you can throw both sides of the plate and command both sides of the plate, normally you're going to have a lot of success, and tonight was just his night.
No walks either. I mean, he made them get on, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's something that we kind of talked about in the scouting report. We wanted to kind of gauge their aggression on first pitch. They were a little passive early, so there was really no reason to slow down with it. And, you know, just kind of snowballed from there.
Luke, warming him up before the game, did you guys, was there anything special about tonight?
Not particularly. I mean, maybe there was. I haven't been here for a few months now, so, you know, I've only had him a handful of times, but he always looks good to me, man. I mean, he's, you know, big body guy, kind of throwing from a helicopter out there and just, you know, sinking guys to death. That's his MO. And to answer your question, warming him up, it just looked exactly like that.
Yeah, there he is, Luke Maley, who caught Adrian Hauser's shutout today. And I will say this, I have never interviewed Luke Maley before, but looking forward to doing so, number one. But number two, it's about the third or fourth time I've heard him, you know, in a press setting,
mm-hmm.
Slash interview. Dude seems really smart. Dude seems really comfortable in his shoes. And last time I heard a catcher sound like that was Stephen Vogt.
Yeah.
And I project that he is going to be a big league manager someday, if indeed that's the path he wants to take. But Luke Maley, Jeff, sounds pretty impressive.
Yes, he definitely does. He, you know, we were talking about the interview that was today on the flagship and how impressed we were by that. So he definitely sounds like a smart kid. I owe him an apology after last night. You know, I said a couple times that there's no way in hell he makes the postseason roster. He catches a complete game shutout the very next day. 1-for-3, big double play at a game. Luke, I'm sorry.
Real quick, let's talk to Craig. Let's talk at Craig. It's time for Craig's ride home right now. He's about cruising back over to Whitefish Bay. And Craig, congratulations. That had to be pretty cool watching your right-hander do what he did tonight. But can we not go 7 years again without a complete game shutout? So just saying, pitch count's pitch count, and I understand you guys manage your pitchers pretty well. There's not much I can argue with on your management of starting rotation. But, Craig, just can we not go 7 years without a CG shutout? Anything for Craig, Jeff?
Just a great game today. Hauser, you got to give him a bonus. No walks tonight. Just so impressive. Very economical with his pitches and everything like that. Just one hell of a job. So, Craig, that glass of wine last night worked. Why don't you try it again? We'll start a new trend for you, brother.
No doubt. All right, we'll check out the matchups for tomorrow's series finale. That is next here on The Fan.
What's on tap for the crew? What pitcher starts the next one? It's time for some forward thinking on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show, driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. On The Fan.
All right, Brewers and Cardinals go at it tomorrow from American Family Field, and they'll, series on the line. On the hill for the Cardinals, John Lester, 5-6, a 5.05 ERA. The key betting stat from BetQL is 9. Over or under 9 times he will gripe and complain with the home plate umpire.
Oh, God, it's got to be over. I say it's over by the third inning.
Okay. All right. Then there's Corbin Burns, 9-4 mark, 2.27 earned run average. And anybody want to predict back-to-back complete game shutouts?
Yeah, why the hell not?
Why not? Why not? Cardinals, now look at the Cardinals situation. You heard Craig Counsell say in his presser that the first inning after a game like yesterday is pretty important. You guys, that I'm in lockstep with him on that. Tone setting early in a game. Okay, if Burns goes out there, the Cardinals, they're in every game mode for the most part. Every single game they need to win. They might be a little on the aggressive side, keeping the pitch count down for Burns. Oh, who knows? Yeah, stranger things have happened, so we'll cross our fingers. 1:10 first pitch. After the last pitch, you make the switch right here. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin postgame show driven by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Our thanks to Brewers bench coach Pat Murphy for joining us. That's always fun, and you never know what's going to happen in those conversations. For Jeff Orlowski, the Polish Pipe Bomb, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. Little early break here. Yeah. You notice that, Jeff? What's going on?
You know, it seems like, we just coming off the San Francisco series where we're getting home at 2:30 in the morning. And
then we were on late last night as well.
Yeah, last night was a midnight finish, so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right, you guys have to get in trouble, Timmy.
Yeah, that's true. Got a day game tomorrow, so I better watch it. All right, that's going to do it for us. You guys have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow after the game. And remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.